Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is time once again for another version of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. Yes, it's just me on the microphone, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, your guy who's helping you take big, bold steps in life. And we're going to have maybe a 5-6 minute talk today about something that I realized is happening to me. Okay, it's not something I just realized. It's something I've noticed about myself for quite a long time that I tend to react instead of responding. And this hit me over the last week as I've tried to wean myself off of Facebook and to wean myself out of conversations that push my button and to wean myself from listening to things that are being said around me when I'm out in the public domain. Because I'm finding I just react to everything that's happening in the world, and what I'd rather do is learn to respond. So these things that I'm seeing in social media or overhearing when I'm sitting, like yesterday I was in Los Angeles doing some work with clients, and I was in a restaurant just eating lunch by myself. And I noticed how much I kept hearing people talking about what's going on in our country, which there's nothing wrong with that. I want you to realize that's not what I'm getting at. I don't want this like, okay, let's not talk about what's going on. But with everything I was overhearing, I was having reactions. Every time I open my social media, I have reactions. And what I'd rather do is choose to respond. In fact, even when I'm coaching clients, I've caught myself lately having reactions more than letting things sit. Now, that may just scare you because you're like, okay, well, what kind of coach are you then? What I'm saying is I've noticed that because of what I've allowed myself to have happening to me in our environment, in our life these days, I'm becoming a reaction junkie. And instead, I'd like to become a responsive junkie. So what do I mean by this? Well, let's kind of look at the words. React means to respond to some kind of a stimulus in some particular manner. You like respond to the stimulus. Ouch, I just got poked with a needle. You react. Now, that can be a response too, but most times the reaction is like you had something happen and you have this outburst. Whereas a response is something that you reply to with words or you answer in a much more calmer tone. At least that's my perception of the definitions. So what I'd really like to do is uncloset myself from having these damn knee-jerk reactions. Because what I believe happens is when I allow myself not to have those damn knee-jerk reactions, is things become much simpler. When we do that and don't have the knee-jerk reactions, we keep ourselves from being closeted up, and we can really think much clearer. When we don't allow ourselves to have these reactions, we don't become, you know, like overwhelmed in the moment and unable to think through things without emotions flaring. And when we learn not to react, we can actually have an ability to choose wisely how we're going to think about something and the words we're going to use. When we're in that moment of reaction, we lose complete ability to choose wisely. So what I'm really advocating here is that we start to, myself included, this is not pointed at any of you, it's like I'm sharing this with you, but what I'm advocating here is we start to hold ourselves in a place of response rather than reaction. I want you to uncloset, step out of that closet of being a reactionary living human being, and instead I want to encourage all of us, again myself included, to learn to respond in a very mindful manner. Now, you may be going, okay, that sounds really good, Rick, but, you know, how do we do this? Well, I've been thinking about what are the ways that I can stop reacting. So here's the three ways that I've found for myself that's working to basically tell reacting to take a fucking hike and responding to come in and be my partner. So number one, these are three mantras that I'm kind of saying, not kind of, I'm trying to say to myself in those moments. Number one is I respond with clear thoughts and intentions. I respond with clear thoughts and intentions. The second one is I'm going to respond when I've given myself the time to think about what I'm going to say and when I choose my words wisely. So I'm going to take the time to think and choose my words wisely. That's how I'm going to respond. And the last one is, this is a biggie for me. It's something I strive to do in everything I do, even this podcast, is I want to respond from my truth, whatever that is. So you would pick your truth, my values, you would pick your values, and your beliefs, so you would choose yours. And I also want to allow others to do the same. Now, I know this can be tricky territory because if everybody gets to respond from their truth, their values, and their beliefs, guess what? That means we're going to have some differences. But I believe, even though I don't practice this as much as I wish I could, but I'm trying, I believe we should all be able to allow each other to respond with our truth, our values, our belief systems, and be respectful of that. Because when we allow ourselves to respond rather than react to others or to react to situations, the truth is we stop being reactionary assholes and we become caring, responsive, loving human beings. It's quite simple. Be bold and don't react. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. A little short one. But I feel like learning to respond versus react is very important, not only today, but each and every day of our lives. So that's what I wanted to bring to you on this version of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants, but I also want to start to share with you a little bit of the story of where we are going with the Coming Out Lounge. When I started this podcast 3 years ago, which was actually a radio show at that time, I was very excited, and I'm still very excited. I'm very moved by what I get to do with this, but I was very excited to be able to bring stories of people coming out of the closet to live their sexual truth, to say I'm gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and I just warmed my heart to interview people and bring some really powerful names to the airwaves to share their stories and how they walk through and the advice they give us. And it's been such a beautiful journey to do this, and it continues to be that journey. But along the way, I started to grow in my business and in my practice as a coach. And if somebody were to ask me, well, what kind of coaching do you do right now? I would say I wake up every morning excited to make big, bold moves with people who are ready to make big, bold moves in their life. Now, part of those big, bold moves are sometimes helping people come out of the closet. Sometimes it's helping people come out of a closet of, as you've heard me say numerous times, you know, corporate work to go be an entrepreneur. Sometimes it's a big, bold closet of, I don't want to be in this relationship and I would rather be in another relationship. But what I see myself being is this guy who truly simplifies the big, bold move that you want to make and help you find the pathway to get there quicker and easier. And when you get to do that, you live a life uncloseted. So as we're moving forward, we're going to start talking more about these big, bold moves. We're still going to have people coming and sharing their coming out stories, but we're going to keep opening the doorway to bigger and better and more diverse stories of people coming out of different things in their life. I'm going to hold true to my core LGBTQ family because this is what birthed this podcast. You, your fights, your worries in the world, especially now, those are the things that keep this alive. But I also want to honor that everybody gets the opportunity to step out of their closets and live life uncloseted. And how do they do that? Well, it's simple. Be bold. So stay tuned. I'm going to keep sharing part of this story with you each time I get a chance to on these riffs and rants because I think it's important to kind of guide you where we're going because I'm so excited about it. I am truly so excited about the things we're building behind the scenes, and I hope in the next couple of months that you will see some of the fruits of all this labor that we're doing. You will embrace where we're going and still continue to be part of the family. In fact, as part of the family, I still want to encourage you. If you'd like to have something addressed on the Coming Out Lounge or during one of these riffs and rants, please email me. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can email me at rick@rickclemons.com, or you can email me at rick@thecomingoutlounge.com. You can go to my website. There's a form on there. You can use the contact me form and say, hey, I listened to your website and I'd love for you to talk about this, how to have more confidence, or how to stand up to someone who's, you know, pushing you down and saying you don't have the right to be who you are. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to help you be part of the journey that you're on and answer your questions to help you start to live a life that is more uncloseted and help you live to your fullest intention of being bold. So that's it. That's all we're going to talk about for this week. I appreciate you being here. If you love what we're doing on these podcasts and the things that we share, give us some love over at iTunes with a rating and review. And until next week, keep stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your powerful truth. And remember, it's simple. Be bold. Take care, everyone.